Hello, this is Dr. McClower, and this is the grocery store tour inside the aisle that contains all those cereals. And a concern that people have about the cereals is that the theory is that any of these cereals, any of these grains are basically complex sugars, and once they get into your body, they'll break down and become lots and lots of sugar, and it'll flood your body with sugar, and it makes you big and fat and lazy and out of energy and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, that's the theory. And it makes it such that it takes a lot longer to debunk. Here's the deal. With your cereals, let's just take oats, for example. If you just have plain oats, then when you eat them, something that can happen is that they turn into sugar, they go into your bloodstream, the blood sugar can spike, trigger an insulin response, and that will make you tired and hungry in about an hour and a half, really. A solution for this is to not just eat plain oats, or any of your cereals at all. If you add a little bit of fat or fiber, what it does functionally is it lowers the glycemic index of whatever it is you're eating. So, if you're having oats, let's just stay with that example, and you add a little bit of something that has natural fats in it, let's just say a pat of butter, then that butter lowers the glycemic index of the oats you're eating. I was eating breakfast with this guy once, and he's on the board of directors of this massive chain of breakfast restaurants. And we were eating together, and he had the oats, and he was looking at me across the table, and he said, "Well, listen, I'm going to eat these oats, and at 10:30, I'm going to be starving. I don't know what to do about that." But what he had was his oats with zero fat milk and fruit in it. Well, there's nothing there to hold the oats within you. You know, it all turns to sugar, and then it all spikes in your bloodstream, and then it's all gone in an hour and a half. So a solution for him, a solution for us, is to add a little bit of something that lowers the glycemic index of that food so that it'll stick with you longer. And that little thing is just called something like butter or nuts. If you add those to your oats, if you add that to your grits, if you add something that has a little bit of fat and fiber, then it will make all the cereals you do have last longer. Make sense? If you have questions, let me know. info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.